Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake-up call.
The wake-up call.
The wake-up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake-up call.
106.5 The End.
I have a cousin in the 7th grade, gave me his school picture. He looked phenomenal. Come to find out, the photographer now brings in a digital camera, takes 10 shots of each kid. Kid gets run around to the back of the camera, pick which one he wants. You remember how stressful our picture day was? One shot. It's always when somebody yells your name out too. Paul, what? Click. You don't know. You gotta wait, what, 6 weeks? That big manila envelope comes in. You're like, oh, I hope I made it. Squeeze open that gold tax and you pull it out, that big poster size, you're like, oh, I didn't make it. And the ones, what's behind it, you're rubbing your face that much more, 32 more wallet size right behind, you're like, oh, it's like ugly on the go.
November 13th, 2025. Wow. It's going exactly how I thought it would. We're like, we've 3 days to get through to the weekend, and it feels like it's taking forever. Yesterday felt like 3 Wednesdays.
Oh, I feel back to feeling like today is Thursday.
Not me.
No.
Feels like a Monday for some reason.
Still, it's like never ending.
The rain's not helping.
Oh, don't get me started.
Katie's already made her soup.
That's right.
No soup for me and Kevin. I think somebody's
got extra soup.
Huh?
You want extra
Don't.
Soup?
Don't.
Why can't I, Kevin?
Fine, you can.
Why aren't you?
Is it the hot and spicy one?
You mean hot and sour?
Yeah.
Cheese. No, I have an egg drop for Kevin.
Oh, that one's good.
It.
Okay, because yesterday she had hot and sour.
No, I have hot and sour.
And she was like, it's
me.
Too hot.
It has a little kick to it.
Well, it's rain.
No, like spicy wise.
Oh, yeah. My limit is way different than yours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then go off.
All right. Maybe I will go off. Good morning. We are the wake up call. I am Gavin. That is Katie. That is Kevin. And off the air, I was telling them about this commercial that I saw. Now, The Wake Up Call watches more commercials, I think, than your average American.
We certainly watch them differently.
Yes, because they bother us sometimes.
Yeah.
We've talked many times about many different commercials that have bothered us and angered us, and they should anger you too. The one that I saw yesterday was a commercial for old people to install a chair that takes them up the stairs. Like, you've all seen those like handicapped. It's like for people who are like not handicapped, but like handicap-ish.
Handicapable.
I think it's for people that are like trying to maintain their ability to still live at home and care for themselves. But sadly, 40 years ago, they bought a 2-story house.
I don't need a wheelchair, but I can't handle stairs.
Right.
Okay. It's for those. And the commercial's going on and it's showing, you know, people who are, you know, using the device.
Probably really happily too.
Super happy.
Yeah.
Very. They were thrilled to use this thing, which in all honesty, if you put me on a chair that took me upstairs, I'd probably have a smile on my face.
I'm sure you'd go wee every
time.
Yeah,
probably. No, it would be more of a, But they kept saying no web address, just QR code that was on the screen the entire time. Scan this QR code to find out more information. They kept saying that. And I'm thinking, old people can't figure out a QR code?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? Don't make me do your business for you. First of all, you keep saying scan this QR code. You're assuming they know that that's a QR code. Maybe they think there's a glitch in on their screen. That okay. They're supposed to know that the square with the black and white squiggles is a QR code.
First of all, I think that we should teach our elderly how to use QR codes because it feels a lot easier than typing in a web address. But don't you think probably the people that are like going, maybe mom does need a chair.
Mm-hmm.
Is not mom herself, but her, you know, son,
mm-hmm.
whose wife keeps bitching at him, like, we got to put her in a care facility. And he's going, she wants to die where dad died.
Okay. Oh. Do I think that like a younger generation is the one? Yes. But I got to be honest, I'm 45 and I struggle with QR codes sometimes. The only reason why I've gotten quote unquote good at QR coding is because of effing logins for streaming services.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
How can a person be bad at them?
It feels like for a long time there, I was pointing my camera at a QR code and nothing was happening on my phone.
That feels very specific to you because we also went through years where the only way we could even order a meal was on a QR code. And I'm here to tell you, I know you figured that one out just fine.
I protested that. And I made my wife hand me her phone after she did it. I did.
Okay.
That was ridiculous.
Okay. Yeah.
And, if you're a restaurant still saying, just scan the QR code
right.
on our filthy table, get menus.
Yeah.
You're absurd. Your QR code
Wait,
is just
highlight.
Wait,
you think the tables are filthy, but the menus wouldn't be?
Well, they are. That's true.
Okay.
But, I mean, making me, like, get my phone camera out and
Which
point
is out
it,
already.
And point it at a sticker on your table.
How?
Really highlights how dirty your table is. It's like, get your magnifying glass and look at the table.
Oh, well, I think they had to do that, Gavin.
They did. They don't anymore.
Okay.
And order some damn menus.
Can I tell you what this is telling me about you?
Uh-oh.
This is telling me at some point I'm going to need to order you a stair chair. Because if this is where you're at now at your age, we're in big trouble. We're in big trouble.
I don't know about the stair chair part, but you're going to have to order me something.
Oh, and we need the little chair for you to get in your pool, too.
Oh, yeah.
And one of those walk-in bathtubs.
Oh, my God, with the handles.
Tell me that the walk-in bathtub doesn't seem pretty nice.
Oh, it seems wonderful.
Yeah.
Non-slip.
Yeah. I'm getting just put out high knee in it.
Right, sure. And got to tell you something. Getting out of a warm tub for me.
Mm-hmm.
And stepping over the tub to clear, you know, the side of it.
Yep.
it's a bad look for me.
It's a bad look for everybody.
Right.
And on top of that, too, I'm thinking this is treachery. I'm gonna die like Bob Saget one day getting out of this tub.
I asked my partner D'Lo, when I get out of the tub, does it terrify you?
Right. And?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He answered. I would have said, I'm not falling for that.
He's generally afraid I'm going to hurt myself. But I'm afraid I'm going to slip too.
Right.
So
back to the QR code.
You need help. No, you need like some sort of support person.
We all don't remember a period of time though where we like held our cameras up to QR codes and nothing happened.
I remember it about 6 years ago.
That was me one time, but I had it on video and video doesn't do QR codes. So that was my fault.
No, I don't see. No.
That's all the evidence I need right there.
Right. <Yeah.
laughs> Guys, it's the end of an era.
Oh.
Whose era?
Our era.
Oh.
We talked about this on the show, but it has actually happened now. I would like to hand the reins over to everybody's favorite U.S. treasurer, Brandon Beach.
Everybody, this is the last one.
No.
Any final words for the penny?
God bless America.
Yeah, God bless America.
God bless America. As they printed the very last penny. Which was commemorated on the worst recording device I've ever heard.
Wow.
Yes.
No, they're stopping pennies?
No, they stopped. They're done.
What are we going to throw in wishing wells?
Oh, I didn't
even
fountain.
I didn't even think about that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, what is our disposable coin for wishes?
I
went to McDonald's the other day, and they already had signs up that said, due to the end of the penny, we would like credit or debit or exact change.
Or exact change.
That's what they said.
How can I get exact if I don't have a penny?
Right.
So what? This is going to change us, I feel like.
See, okay, that feels too fast. That feels way too fast. Because we still have pennies in circulation.
Yeah, I have a whole jar full.
So are we saying that not only are they not making pennies anymore, but they cannot even be used?
That I don't know. You could probably still use them.
Of course you can. It's money.
It's money. But like one day, just like Kevin's jar of pennies, that's going to be like gold one day.
Okay,
what?
But the fact that McDonald's is already going to this, I find suspicious.
Why?
I feel like they're in on it.
McDonald's?
Mm-hmm.
They know the treasury?
Yes.
Oh.
Who's their favorite treasurer again?
The Hamburglar?
No, you said his name was...
Oh, Brandon Beach.
Right.
Right, we all love him. Yeah.
Kevin makes such a good point. How do you have exact change if you can't use pennies?
And how long are
Maybe they're not saying you can't use pennies. They are just saying you have to have exact change because we can't make change.
Right.
So you could say, okay, I feel better.
Whew. Yeah.
Now, that had me spun out.
Like, this is just, somebody texted and said Canada got rid of their pennies and they round up. We said that. We said that they were even thinking about getting rid of the penny, it's going to make everything more expensive. And now here we are, living in this nightmarish hellscape.
I'll be honest. If Canada's doing it, it makes me feel better. Tell me something Canada does that you hate.
They own a lot of guns.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it feels like they're doing it right.
They own more guns per capita than we do. I don't know if that's true.
Okay, here's the thing. They still don't hear a lot about a lot of school shootings.
That's true.
I'm going to say it's fine.
All right. So this is okay. So we can all calm down? That's what you're saying.
I haven't used cash or change in like 14 years.
Wow, we're doing so well.
It's the same money that you have in your bank, just so you know. I don't feel like this affects me. You know who this affects?
Mm.
Children.
I agree, but I want to hear this out.
Because does your kid's school do the change drive?
I don't think so.
Okay, so at our 11-year-old school, every class is a change drive. And each denomination of coin counts for a certain amount. And some coins can actually reduce other classes' coins, which is a very fun thing. But pennies are a part of it. And so now what? I guess the kids don't get books.
I guess that's a good point. Yeah. Or maybe we, I don't know, fund schools so they don't have to beg for money. But
the kids like it.
I also just realized you can't use the penny smasher anymore at Disneyland.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I'm pissed. What am I going to do with my penny collection?
Those are going to go away. The little cranks.
What am I going to do with my book?
That was one of the last old timey things we had.
What are we going to do about, how are we going to scratch our scratchers?
Right.
What, am I going to use a quarter?
Silver change.
Silver change?
I know.
What am I, Scrooge McDuck? I got to win my millions with my dimes? If
your hands are too big to use a dime.
That's right. That's right. It is.
Yeah.
It's like when Beast held Belle's hand. Right. It's just ridiculous. Yeah. If you're scratching a scratcher with a silver coin,
you didn't need that
scratcher. Nope. I'm going over to the take a penny, give a penny, and I'm not giving a penny. That's how I scratch my scratchers. What else are we doing with pennies that we're just never going to do anymore? That our grandkids will not grow up experiencing.
I mean, I don't recommend anybody does this, but there was a time that when my brothers and I would go visit my dad in Southern California.
Yeah.
He'd go to work and sometimes give us money to walk to the Carl's Jr., which required us to cross train tracks.
Huh.
And so sometimes we'd lay pennies on the train tracks.
That was fun. I did that as a kid too.
Do you know what that is, Kevin?
Mm-mm.
And then the train comes by, flattens it.
It flattens the penny.
What?
Yeah, it's
now,
amazing.
Now, we'll say kids stay away from the train tracks.
Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah,
don't
it's
do
super
it.
Dangerous.
That was something we
fly at you?
Huh? No. The train reel rolls right over it.
Yep, and flattens it right out.
And then you get back and it's hot. You're like, what?
Yep.
Science.
So no more of that.
All that's gone. Yep. No more lucky pennies. Find a penny, heads up. Nope.
Right.
Sorry.
All day long, you'll have good luck.
Now, if you find a penny, you better not tell anybody like Charlie Bucket and Willy Wonka. Put it in your pocket and run home and show your invalid grandfather because you just found gold. So anyway, R.I.P. Penny.
It doesn't seem like we're going to miss a lot. We thought of like three things and two of them were smashing them.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
This story is wild, and it definitely is going to require your opinions on this. So get ready to call or text 916-909-1065. A guy accidentally got paid all of his coworkers' paychecks.
What?
What?
Yes. All of the paychecks went to this guy in the total amount of $87,000.
In one month.
He got paid $87,000. And he's refusing to give it back.
What?
Oh my God.
Now I know what you're thinking.
What a monster?
Well,
his coworkers hate him.
Right.
The best part about this is that the guy has legal grounds to stand on to not give it back.
How?
He mistakenly received all of his coworkers' paychecks in his account to the tune of $87,000. And the company says that there was a software glitch and that he's not entitled to that money. Obviously.
Well, yeah.
It was supposed to go to the 34 other employees, but the guy says that he did his research into this and found out that if it is a billing error, he is obligated to return it. But the company didn't say it was a billing error. They said it was a software glitch. So that counts as a technical error. And if it is a technical error, it's his call whether or not to return the money. And naturally, he's making the decision not to.
Okay, that's mean.
That's pretty
What
terrible.
If he had a coworker like me?
What if he did?
Great point,
and I'm
Kevin.
Living paycheck by paycheck.
Somebody who's really
right.
bad with managing their money.
Okay, not
bad. Somebody who spends their money on stuff oh. they don't need and oh. doesn't prioritize the actual bills that they have.
We're attacking.
I'm on your team.
It doesn't sound like
no,
it. It sounds like you're attacking me.
Anybody who absolutely cannot function as an
oh
adult financially
God.
Should not have their money taken from them.
Right.
All right.
Okay. Yes.
Now, I mean, I want to know, like, how do people feel about this? Because, yes, obviously, like Kevin's point, you know, if you're somebody that is living paycheck to paycheck, this is a really big deal.
Okay. Can I just be very honest?
Yeah.
And like, maybe we pretend this isn't the case. Most people live paycheck to paycheck.
Oh, absolutely.
Like. It, regardless of how much money you make,
yeah,
your nut becomes bigger and bigger, right?
But maybe this guy was living paycheck to paycheck.
Maybe he was, but that doesn't mean he gets everybody else's paycheck.
Listen, God works in mysterious ways.
Does he?
Text messages.
This is a he God thing because she God wouldn't do this.
Text messages coming into 909-1065. That's just completely wrong that the guy won't give the money back. Eventually, they will take it back. If the guy's right, they legally can't. Another one, it's the company's responsibility to still pay those employees.
No, I know that. Like
those employees are still going to get paid whether the guy gives the $87,000 or back or not. Great point. Like, if I was that guy and I knew stuff like this, there's a chance I wouldn't give the money back.
Yeah,
there's a chance. And because of that, I might, like, let's say you come to me and you're like, That's messed up that
right.
like the company paid you that money and like I have like no money. I'm like, yeah, that is totally messed up.
Okay. You made me suck through my teeth.
916-909-1065. Good morning, Erica.
Hi, good morning.
So what would you do if you were in this situation?
Are you a good person or a bad person, Erica?
I would definitely give back the money.
You would.
What?
Yeah. All right, let's talk to somebody, though, that maybe has a little bit more financial reason in their head. Good morning, Ronald.
Good morning, good morning.
Ronald, are you about to piss me off?
What would you do if you got all of your all of your coworkers' paychecks in your account?
I would keep it. I'm not giving that money back.
Ronald!
Okay, maybe they have to go without pay for an extra week. The company is still going to pay them, and for $87,000, I'm putting that right in my pocket.
Here's a question.
Yes.
Let's say you aren't the person that receives the money. You have to work with the coworker that took the money. Are you going to be understanding of them?
Honestly, if I was the coworker who didn't have the money,
yeah.
I would probably be still okay with it. I would then get paid. Like, I would talk to the coworker and be like, hey, could I have some of my paycheck
okay.
back?
Okay.
And then try and also get my paycheck from the company.
Okay.
But if I don't, I'll be a little mad, but it's still like I'm still going to get paid.
Right.
I will say, mm-hmm. I do like your sneaky little behavior. Okay? Because if I knew that Gavin was going to keep the money, right? My first thing would be like, give mama a little taste.
Right.
Okay.
Kevin, how would you feel about that? If I got $87,000 and I'm like, listen, if you promise not to be a bitch,
give me
I'll give you $1,000.
I mean, I'm down.
No, you're better than that.
What?
Go to three.
That's more than my.
$3,500. Yeah, you bitch.
$1,500.
Okay. What? I need money, Katie.
You're so bad.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
106.5, The End.
It's the wake-up call.
Yes, yes, yes. An influencer named Madeline White is a big fan of EDM shows, especially EDC, and she is pissing everybody off. Because she went to EDC. Why? Because she went to EDC while battling this.
Get ready with old pink eye for her 30th birthday party.
Yep.
What?
She posted a video before she went to EDC talking about how she has pink eye.
Get ready with old pink eye for her 30th birthday party. This is just my luck. This would happen to me. At least it wasn't my wedding. But the good news is that my party is a rave. With like 100,000 other people. We're going to EDC for the first time in my life. I'm just going to cover it up with sparkles and a pair of sunglasses, call it a day. I'm going to be a little bit selective with which makeup I use and where I use it, because I'd rather not throw out my entire makeup bag.
There you go.
Okay. I hate her.
Well, hold on.
Is that not disgusting?
Yeah.
Did her accent change in the middle of that?
Seemed like it did, yeah. Okay, but you know what, though? If you're an influencer, it's the kind of obnoxious behavior that I would expect.
Okay. So,
you're not as outraged by this as me.
I'm really not. I have to say,
She went to a festival with a contagious infection.
I assume a lot of people at festivals.
No, if you're sick or you have something that could be contagious, stay home, and all ravers know that.
Do they?
Well, I hope so.
I don't know. It feels like a just, you know, throw caution to the wind crowd. Don't they take drugs given to them by strangers?
Yeah.
Okay. That doesn't scare us. But boy,
that's not contagious.
If you make my eye crusty and itchy,
I hear what you're saying. You almost pulled me into your web.
Okay.
Okay. Here's the difference. One is a decision and the other is done to you.
Right.
If you want to take drugs from a stranger, okay, that's not recommended, but it's your choice.
Okay.
Versus somebody with freaking conjunctivitis.
Okay, we're talking about conjunctivitis like it's leprosy.
It practically is.
Right.
Have you ever had pink eye?
Yeah.
It is so disgusting and so infuriating. And I felt like I wanted to, like, go live on an island alone. I didn't want anybody to know about it. I was disgusted with myself. Pus comes out of your eye. Pus!
I never had that.
That's what pink eye, that's what happens. And is it, it is considered highly contagious.
And aren't these festivals, like, outside and sometimes muddy and there's people are sharing, like, porta potties that get really, really filthy, and then they camp out there so they don't have like showers.
Well, some people can camp at EDC, but not all of them.
Okay, but they are all doing all those other things, right?
Yes, but
okay, sorry.
She got us there.
She still didn't get us. It's still a decision versus somebody doing it to you. Yeah,
I know. My point is,
it's dirty.
It's the outrage over one thing, but not all these other things.
I mean, okay. Well, you got me there.
You know, and you're like, bodies are so close to a bunch of other like sweating people that haven't put on deodorant.
Damn.
I mean, maybe they smell fine. I don't want to generalize.
I mean, as you're saying it, whenever I see pictures of any rave, it does look like pink eye.
Yeah.
When you told me that there was an EDM festival coming up called Confuntivitis, F-U-N, in the middle of it, I'd be like, yeah, it sounds sounds like something they do.
That is funny.
Uh-oh, here comes the pink eye drops. You get it?
The eye drops.
Yeah.
Here comes the drop.
Yeah, very good.
Everybody, put your head back. Bomb-a-da-bomb-a-da-bomb-a-da-bomb-a-da-bomb. Now! Put in your meds.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
Getting a good night's sleep is something that a lot of us struggle with, and Katie is struggling with that right now, but it's because you're in pain. What is going on?
I keep waking myself up over and over and over at night because my arms hurt.
Oh.
Like
what kind of hurt?
Like burn.
They burn?
Like, you know when something falls asleep?
Yeah.
Oh, it has that tingling. Like.
But it's like think of the worst part of that. Like, because there's, like, different stages of that, right?
Yeah.
Think of, like, the worst part of that feeling. It feels like that in my arms. And here's my concern, you guys. Because when I was pregnant with Morgan, something similar happened. And at the time, the doctor said, you have pregnancy-induced carpal tunnel, which is very normal. My concern is that I just have regular carpal tunnel because I'm not pregnant. But I can't sleep next to this beautiful man with a sleep apnea mask and two carpal tunnel braces on my hands.
What do carpal tunnel braces look like?
The least sexy thing you've ever seen. They come to about the middle of your forearm.
Okay.
Your fingers stick out the top.
Yeah.
It Velcro straps around like between your pointer finger and your thumb.
I see. Or like what a professional bowler wears sometimes.
Yes. That's exactly what it looks like.
Okay.
But it's both my arms are doing this, so I would have to put it on both.
So I Googled this.
Okay.
And the tingling, has it persisted? Or as soon as you like change positions, does it go away?
It temporarily goes away, but then like comes back pretty quickly.
Okay. Because the first thing that it says is it's a nerve compression from sleeping on your arm. That's what
okay,
it says.
Okay, so it's definitely not that. I'm sort of forced to sleep on my back no matter what
because
now.
Because of your CPAP. Right. Yeah. Another one is just regular old nerve compression. This is the most frequent cause and happens when pressure is put on the nerves, possibly on your back, that is triggering your arms. Maybe that's it.
Okay.
Another one is fluid retention. You eating a lot of salt?
Yes, stop she it. Does.
Swelling from things like a high salt intake can disrupt circulation and cause a tingling sensation. That's probably not you.
No.
That's probably for somebody who has, like, I don't know, miso soup for breakfast at about 5 a.m. Another one, like we said, sleep positions. Now, you still talk about sleeping on your back. Is it possible that we could try a different position?
I do. But, I mean, it's... I end up, like, once I fall asleep, sort of just going back to my back.
And there's one other possible cause. We don't need to talk about that one.
Why?
It's carpal tunnel syndrome. We don't need to talk about
right,
that one.
Right. And I know, and as...
Says here, comes with ugly gloves.
Clay Club! This is really embarrassing to say, but I could very likely be getting carpal tunnel because I'm on my phone so much, because I know that causes it. And, like, I obviously have a TikTok addiction. Like, obviously. but my point is...
Yeah.
I cannot add carpal tunnel gloves to my sleep routine.
So,
I just can't.
So is it possible you could cut back on your phone use? What would you rather do? Sleep with ugly gloves or cut back on phone use?
I think I'd rather cut back on phone use.
Right. So maybe we'll just cut back on
phone. What am I going to do? Think?
Watch television.
I am doing both.
Well, how about you just watch television? Those are my big suggestions.
See, here's the problem.
All right.
I am in a relationship with somebody who's there in very, very, very good shape. And he thinks I am extremely sexy. But I can't be in a position where I start taking that sexy away.
Or for granted.
No, for my sexy.
With medical,
like, I can't I can't start, like, if I'm at 100% sexy, I can't start ticking it down, emptying the tank.
Right.
When I've got 8-pack abs over here.
Right.
And now I'm like, you can hear me adjusting the Velcro in the middle of the night. It's bad enough that sometimes my sleep apnea mask starts to whistle because the seal got loose.
Right. And if you pull the seal tighter, then you have lines around your face for
when I wake up.
At least 2 hours
yes.
after you wake up.
Right.
And this is going to be hard, too, because, like, time is going to tick it down anyway.
I'm hoping that my dazzling personality and whimsy will help overcome age.
Yeah. We're putting a lot in the whimsy wagon, but but still, though, it's a good strategy.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
The jackpot is $60. Come on, we need to rebuild it on Are You Smarter Than Katie? It takes time. It takes time to rebuild a jackpot.
I think people need to know, though, that the rain fuels me.
Yes. Yes. Soup weather helps her.
Yeah.
It's performance enhancing. And we are talking to Jessica this morning. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
I understand that you're out there right now in the inclement weather. Please be careful.
Yes, we are.
And you have a car full of kids?
I've got two on the way to school, yes.
I love it. All right, let's get right down to it so that you can get back to school drop-off. Katie's left the studio, $60 on the line, 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture. Here we go. Question 1, President Trump's signature ended the longest government shutdown in history yesterday, but everyone was talking about the Epstein files instead. A vote to release the files is finally happening next week, and some Republicans are joining all the Democrats, and President Trump is calling it a hoax, but also in a full panic demanding Republicans not vote for it. How many House members are there? 235, 335, or 435? Three seconds. Three, two, one. Moving on.
235.
All righty. Question two. The poster for the Michael Jackson movie Michael had to be completely recalled and redone because the biggest star in the film is Miles Teller, who plays Michael Jackson's manager. But putting his name at the top of the poster was making people think that he was playing Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson is played by Jafar Jackson. Who is Jafar to Michael? They are related. Say it again.
A nephew.
All righty. Question three. Spotify is adding music videos to its service. They've been beta testing this for a year or so, but in the next few weeks, it'll be available everywhere with over 100 music videos available. True or false, the first music video on MTV was Madonna's Like a Virgin.
True.
Question four, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child is an amazing play that takes place years after the Deathly Hallows, and it's on Broadway. Malfoy is a character, as Harry's son and Malfoy's son are best friends. Well, Tom Felton, who played Malfoy in the movies, is playing the part of Malfoy again on Broadway right now, and people are loving it. Who played Harry Potter in the movies?
Oh, my God. Ah, my mind is blank.
3 seconds. Three, two,
oh, no.
One. Moving on.
Gonna kill me.
Wow.
Question five. A TikTok influencer named Brené Kinnaird has lost a lawsuit and has to pay a woman $1.75 million for ruining her marriage. Kinnaird had an affair with the woman's husband, and in North Carolina, you can actually sue for infidelity if you can prove it. If she only got 25% of what she was suing for, what was she suing for?
$1.75 million, right?
If that was only 25% of the total, what was the total?
Oh, got it.
3 seconds. Three.
44 million.
Okay. Kevin, please go get Katie. Jessica, what are the names of your kids?
I have Brady and Ashley.
Okay. And did they help you at all? How old are they?
They are 9 and 5.
Okay. So probably not a whole lot of help then.
No,
okay.
How old are they?
No. 9 and 5.
9 and 5, Brady
okay.
And Asher.
They could be helping.
They could be.
A Brady.
All right. Jessica,
we call every morning and we try.
I love that.
It's the trying that matters. I'm going to put you guys on hold. Katie, are you ready?
Yes.
Question one. The shutdown ended yesterday. However, nobody was talking about that. And everybody was talking about how we're going to get an Epstein Files vote next week in the House. President Trump is calling it a hoax, but he is also in full panic as he is demanding the Republicans joining the Democrats to vote for it to not do that. How many House members are there? 235, 335, or
435.
Wow. What a civics. Question two. I think this is funny. So the poster for the Michael Jackson movie Michael had to be recalled and completely redesigned because the biggest star in the movie is actor Miles Teller.
Okay.
Miles Teller plays Michael Jackson's manager in the movie.
Yeah.
Well, putting his name at the top of the poster was making people think he was playing Michael Jackson.
which would not be good.
Michael Jackson in the movie is played by Jafar Jackson, who is Michael Jackson's what?
His nephew.
His nephew. Yep. Question three, Spotify's adding music videos to its service.
Okay.
So that's pretty cool. They beta tested it for a while. I think that's kind of neat. True or false, the first music video on MTV was Madonna's Like a Virgin.
False.
That is correct. Do you know what it was?
I did it one time. I can't remember.
Video killed the radio star.
Dang it! I almost said that!
By the Buggles. Question four. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child is an amazing play on Broadway. It takes place years after the Deathly Hallows. Malfoy is a character in the play because Malfoy's son and Harry Potter's son are best friends in that play. Well, on Broadway right now, Tom Felton, who played Malfoy in the movies, is playing Malfoy on stage.
Oh, that's fun.
People are going crazy for it, which is cool because he is actually the age now that the character would be in the play. Who played Harry Potter in the movies?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Daniel Radcliffe. Jessica didn't know. Couldn't remember.
Jessica.
She was pissed at herself.
She said her husband's going to kill her.
Yeah. I hope you live.
Question five. A TikTok influencer named Brené Kinnard just lost a lawsuit and has to pay a woman $1.75 million for ruining her marriage. $1.75 million. Kinnard had an affair with the woman's husband, and in North Carolina, you can actually sue for infidelity if you can prove it.
I think you could do that in Georgia, too.
There's four
Funny,
states.
She didn't sue her husband? She just sues the woman?
I don't know if she sued her husband or not, but that would hurt her because, like, they have shared income.
Well, I don't know. You get future income. It's just, like, every time these stories come up, it feels like they always go after, like, the mistress.
Well, I think she had a lot of money. I think this influencer had a lot of money, so like a bigger pot to go after. Yeah. But if she only got 25% of what she was suing for, what was she suing for?
We're just 25%.
Are we gonna wing it or?
We're gonna say $250,000.
The answer would be $7 million.
Oh,
sorry, Jessica didn't get it either. Jessica, are you there?
Yes.
Daniel Radcliffe.
I know. Once you said it, I was like...
When I was writing the question, I was like, that's too easy. Final score. Jessica got one and Katie got four.
All right.
Wow. Katie wiped the floor with you, Jessica.
Hey, don't say that.
That's all right. It's okay. It's okay. We try and that's all that matters. Right, kids?
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Right.
All right. What is it that you want to tell us?
I am not smarter than Katie.
No, not today.
Not today.
But we're going to add $20 to the jackpot tomorrow, making it $80.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
106.5, The End.
It's the wake-up call.
Something happened to you.
Okay.
I'm just not going to bury the lead.
Okay.
I do have to start hiring professionals for more things.
Wow.
Why are you applauding? This is big.
Why?
This is big.
You should always hire professionals.
But here's the thing. I don't want to. Because that takes time and appointments. And then you have to be someplace at a certain time. Mm-hmm. And I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
Just gonna show you guys. I accidentally cut a considerable chunk of my hair off.
Oh, that doesn't look good.
What? Oh, now I see it.
It's her inner hair, too.
What happened?
What were you trying to do?
It looks like Katie had not an undercut. It's not that, or like a side undercut. It's not that, but like if you
it's basically I did like a half up.
Okay.
With my hair, imagine that.
Yeah.
Okay, I did half up, and then I reached into my drawer to get thinning scissors, which look exactly, and they're the they're the exact same color, and I put them in the exact same place as the very sharp, real hair cutting scissors. And if you know anything about thinning scissors, because for those people who don't know, I'm blessed with a very thick head of beautiful red hair.
Not anymore.
Oh my God, Kevin. Go on.
And I reached in my bathroom drawer, and with thinning scissors, what you do is they're serrated in a way that, like, is that the right word? Serrated.
They're not serrated, but I know they have, like, teeth.
They have, like, teeth. Yeah. And you just kind of clip and clip, and then you just pull the, you know, the strands out, and no one's the wiser. Because it only cuts a certain amount of hair, and the rest stays. And I just clip scissors.
Did you scream after just one cut? You only did one cut.
I only did one cut.
But did you scream?
I stood there with a whole bunch of hair in my hand. And then I texted my partner, D'Lo, what happened. He was at Trader Joe's.
You screamed, what happened to him?
No. I texted him.
Oh.
And explained what happened. And then the next text said, please help me. I'm not sure what he was gonna do.
Bring home hair glue from Trader Joe's. How many inches do you think you cut off?
Oh, 7.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. And I have been working very, very, very hard to grow my hair out. And now it is, please understand, there is like 3 inches wide of hair that is above my chin.
Yeah. She looks like the kid that tried to cut their own hair.
Yeah, that's what I look like. I look like I let my little, like, I'm the little sister, and my brother, who's my Irish twin,
mm-hmm.
Nobody's watching us, and he cut my hair.
Okay. All right. So, out of this.
Okay.
Rises a phoenix.
Yes.
And Gavin.
I'm so happy.
And the phoenix is, we go to professionals.
Mm.
Yes.
Do we have to make appointments? Yes, we do. Do we have to be there at those times or wait while the appointment comes to you? Yes, you do. But here's what is so great about professionals. They're professional. And almost always, they do it right the first time.
Okay, so I hear you.
Great.
Right? No, hold on.
Okay.
I hear you. The problem with my gorgeous, luscious red hair, I would have to go. And listen, I understand my privilege, okay? For all my thin-haired girlies out there, mm-hmm. I recognize this is a high-class problem, and I apologize in advance.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to go, like, every 3 weeks to get my hair thinned mm-hmm. because it is so thick. It gets so heavy. Kevin, you've seen me try to curl my hair.
It
lasts for, like, 3 minutes.
And then it goes back.
And then it goes, mm-hmm. So we're going to do this every 3 weeks?
What's the alternative? The alternative is that once in a while, you cut off all your hair.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
How close are you and your friends? Really think about it. And you can give us a call during this, 916-909-1065, 909-1065. Because experts are weighing in and saying that one sign for how close you and your friends are is that you have captured embarrassing moments of each other in pictures and videos, and they are on your phone. Is this true?
Do we think this is true? I think so.
You do?
Yes.
Because I probably do too. Like, amongst the three of us, we are friends in real life, not just on the show,
right?
And we have many videos of each other on our phone that are very funny and also very embarrassing. I can't tell you. I feel like I've got 50% of the videos I have of Kevin, he's missing some article of clothing.
Oh my God.
That's so true. I couldn't disagree with this more.
Why? Which part of it?
Again, we are friends and we have many embarrassing pictures and videos of one another. And sometimes, mostly Gavin will use like a really bad picture of me and make it his screensaver or make it like the picture that comes up when I call, or my little picture badge.
Your little profile picture.
My profile picture is an embarrassing picture of Katie.
Oh.
At a Christmas party.
It is?
Yeah.
Show her what it is.
I bet I know what it is. Is there a champagne flute?
Yeah.
Oh, I know what that
it's
is.
It's my favorite picture of you.
Yeah.
See?
I think I know what picture it is. It's Katie trying to prove.
Nope, that's not what I was doing.
Oh, no?
That's not what I was doing. I was taking a picture with our HR manager at the time, and he was looking normal in the picture, just smiling, and I was doing something inappropriate so that there would be a picture of me with the HR director doing something inappropriate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, is Katie right here then?
Well, because here's the other thing.
Because it seems like he has an embarrassing photo mm-hmm. of you.
Yeah.
And he's made it now your profile picture.
Right.
And that, but that seems like it's one of those things where it's like, this is my friend.
Yeah, but again, this is more towards Gavin than Kevin. Maybe you are my sister.
Oh, yes.
Gavin, you can't be trusted with pictures.
Why is that?
When I log on to my employee portal,
yeah,
or when I email anybody in this company, anybody, it could go to the tippity top. I once had an email conversation with the vice president of this company where she was complimenting me on something. And every time I responded to her, I didn't know it, but the picture that showed was my senior photo from when I was in high school.
And you know what's funny about that? Is it was so hard to get that picture uploaded onto your employee portal.
You had to go through engineering.
I did. I had to get IT on board. And they're like, are you sure? She looks like she's 17. I go, no, that's her.
So why would having bad pictures of your friends make you a good friend? You know what? It makes you a good friend if you don't use them.
No, I feel like just having those is like memories, you know?
But
and you
want
to share intimate memories with others.
That's true. Well, maybe not. I think you're using the word intimate incorrectly. I don't think we're talking about those. But like,
well, intimate could be a lot of different things.
Well, I guess that's true. But I think it's because ball busting and ribbing is like the sign of a good friendship.
I don't need it in photographic form.
Why?
I don't want to look ugly.
True or false? Do you have
false?
Do you have a bunch of fat pictures of me on your phone? when I looked really bad, when I had a lot of heavy, okay, a lot of extra weight.
I need to say this in a different way. I have pictures of you and you were fat. It is not that I have pictures where I am showcasing your fatness. You were fat.
I thought that you had a whole folder for Fat Gavin.
You are so full of Fat Gavin.
Well, you find them so easily because I sometimes need
Gavin.
Them.
It lasted a lot. For a while.
All right,
okay,
fine.
There was a pretty big stretch there where couldn't swing a dead cat without hitting the Fat Gavin.
Listen, I've had three kids, okay? let's talk to Cody. Can I talk to Cody? Can I not talk to Cody? I can't talk to Cody? Yes, I can. Okay, great. Cody, are you there?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. What is your take on this? Do you think that it is a sign of a close friendship to have embarrassing photos or videos?
I actually do think it is a sign of close friendship.
Really?
Yes.
Now explain to Katie why.
So I have a really good friend that I met back in college. We've been friends for at least 10 years. We were all hanging out in the cafeteria at ARC. And we were talking about something. I can't remember exactly what it was. And we were laughing so hard. And me, being the idiot that I was leaning back in my chair. And I was only supported on the back two legs of the chair. And I was laughing so hard that I completely toppled over backside. And I landed completely on my back, on my backpack that was sitting behind me on the floor. And it just made everybody at the table bust up laughing so hard that my best friend decided that she wanted to then take a picture of me.
Okay.
And I was so embarrassed that I covered my face and I had posted up on my Facebook page and it's been up there ever since.
Cody, I got to tell you, if that's the most embarrassing photo of you, you've led a pretty non-embarrassing life.
You haven't been friends with us for long enough.
There's a photograph somewhere in existence of Kevin completely naked on the floor of a bathroom, only with a washcloth covering himself. So if I get a hold of that, you bet your ass that's going to be his new corporate photograph for when he emails the vice president of the company.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys. Yay!
He might be short on cash, but he's rich on cachet. Oh. Kevin goes all over the internet to try to find interesting things to share with us to make us more interesting. He doesn't research them enough, though. It's the only red flag, but it's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know whales naturally drown to death? They eventually can't keep going and stop returning to the surface for air.
That is effing tragic.
Yeah, very sad.
That's...
Okay.
What?
Doesn't it seem weird that, like, animals don't just have, like, heart attacks?
Well, they're not eating processed foods.
I mean, I'm sure they technically probably do, but, like, a whale doesn't keep going until, well, I guess it just decides, like, I'm done.
Could you imagine having the kind of existence where the best case scenario is that you drown? That's like, you know how, like,
okay, well, here's the thing. Like, if I lived in water, I feel like that's really increasing my odds.
So do you think that a whale drowning is the equivalency of being like, I just want to die at home surrounded by my family and my sleep?
I think so.
Okay, so a whale's just like, I say my prayers and I've made my peace with it. And I want to die by not breathing because I don't have the energy to get to the surface.
Yes.
And they go, oh, Grandpa Humpback, that sounds beautiful.
God, you know what? How did he go? You lost your grandpa. How did he go? He drowned. You know what? Bless him.
Wow.
That's how the good ones go.
Yeah. He was one of the lucky ones. Your aunt got hit by a Disney cruise.
Oh my God.
That's horrible.
It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know Al Gore and Tommy Lee Jones were college roommates?
I actually did know that one.
Pause. Kevin.
What? Are you going to ask me who they are?
Don't Google it.
I'm not.
Okay.
I won't.
Yeah. Tommy Lee Jones, you've heard of him.
He
has a clothing brand called Tommy Lee.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And then who is Al Gore?
He's like a congressman.
Okay.
Or a representative.
Okay.
Okay. Same thing.
So when you say Tommy Lee Jones has a clothing line, do you mean Tommy Hilfiger?
No, Tommy Lee.
Pamela Anderson's ex.
No, there's a Tommy Lee, like, you know, Lee Jeans. No?
I don't think his name was Tommy.
Yes, Tommy Lee started her.
It was a girl.
It was a girl.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind. Who is Tommy Lee?
There was a famous person named Tommy Lee. He had a sex tape with Pamela Anderson.
He was also married to her and had children with her.
Right. He's a drummer for Motley Crue.
Do you know who Pamela Anderson is?
Yes.
Okay.
Baywatch.
Okay.
Now, who doesn't?
Right, of course.
Right, yeah. Right.
Same with, like, who doesn't know who Al Gore is?
Right.
Al Gore, representative.
No.
Representative of?
Congress member.
The state of?
Not California.
Right.
Michigan.
He was the vice president.
Vice president.
He was the vice president.
Yes, of the United States of America.
You got it.
And the 39th?
And who do you think he was the vice president to?
Tommy Lee Jones.
That's why it's so funny. That, like, right, what are the odds that there's just two college roommates, buddy-buddy.
And then became president and vice president while also starting a clothing line.
Right.
Yeah. Busy boys.
They were busy. And having a sex tape with Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know that the placebo effect is real? It has to be accounted for in human traits of medical treatments. This means that our minds have the capacity to affect real healthcare outcomes, and this happens consistently.
That's amazing.
I would be happy to fall for a placebo effect.
No, why?
Because it seems like the best case scenario.
Then you're labeled as a pathological liar.
What?
If you lie about a pill working.
No, you don't think it's a lie. Because you don't
know. But the doctors know you're lying.
No. Okay, I give you a pill.
Yes, tell me it's Advil, but it's off-brand.
No, I give you a pill.
Okay.
And I say it's going to really deepen your voice.
Okay, and then my voice.
Can I finish? You know what? I don't want your voice to ever get deep. I'm not giving you any pills.
Just give you it. Okay, go.
Okay, and then what I really give you is just like a sugar pill. Okay?
Okay.
So your voice starts getting deeper.
I may think it, but my body won't do it.
You just said it would. You said that the human body can actually convince itself to do things physically, like get over diseases, have different mental health, maybe not deepen your voice, but I mean, who knows what the future holds?
Right.
Wow, the mind is strong.
The mind is strong.
Did you know?
You know who used to say that all the time?
Oh. Tommy Lee Jones.
Yes! Break those jeans.
President Tommy Lee Jones. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's Wake Up Call Concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
You mix it up.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.